Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about how I got thousands of leads while I sleep. Yes, please. Every single day on repeat. Let's go ahead and share this intro and then we'll dive on in and I'll tell you guys exactly how I get thousands of leads while I sleep. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. Very excited to share this lesson with you today. Now, before we dive on in, this is not a get rich quick thing, okay? I want to be super clear. This is not me saying, oh, set your business on autopilot so you never have to learn or grow or struggle or ever, blah, 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 blah. Again, I hear that going on way too much. No, this is not a automate everything so that no matter what, your business is always growing. I actually don't agree with a lot of those things. And I think that they're actually false bait for people who want to grow and want to up-level their business. I think that it's a really shiny trap that gets people stuck, the desire to like automate everything and make sure it's always working without them. There are certain elements of your business you can automate and there are certain elements you can't. What we're talking about specifically today is about two major sources that we use to generate leads 24/7. I'm going to share a third bonus source as well. And this is not something where it's like, oh my gosh, I've made my business set up so I can just sit on the beach and da 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 da. No, not like that at all. I'll be straight up honest with you guys. A lot of hard work went into getting these offers together in the way that we have the ability to grow. So let's first and foremost dive on in into what kind of leads I'm talking about. So when I talk about a lead, I am specifically talking about the internet marketing version of a lead, which is an email and a first name, sometimes the last name, sometimes the first name's enough. I usually go for full name. That's what I mean by a lead. When I talk about a customer, that's someone who's actually handed over their credit card information or their PayPal information to become someone who has purchased one of our programs or offerings or consulting or something along those lines. Customers are usually what I refer to as the people who buy my programs more on that side. Clients are people who hire me on a recurring basis for done-for-you services within our agency. So that's kind of how I differentiate, but we'll just say customers because oftentimes customers can become clients, clients can become customers, vice versa. And one of the things that's really neat is sometimes when you are casting a net for customers, you can find some clients in there too, which is kind of cool. Kind of just like fishing. You sometimes go out fishing for salmon and before you know it, there's a halibut and you're in the fight of your life to get it up into the boat. Ask me how I know we went to Alaska and went salmon fishing. It was really cool. So basically, one of the things that we've set up is a lot of what I call lead magnets. A lot of people call them lead magnets, but it's basically like a freebie offer that incentivizes people to give me their email address and their first name, last name in exchange for something of value. Now, let me pull up my content tracker and I'll share with you guys exactly how we get traffic in this in just a minute, including some free traffic. So we have right now, this is a lot more than I thought. Wow. We have 24 active lead magnets that currently all generate leads every single day. They're scattered all throughout all of my social media, my blogs, my YouTube videos, across old social media posts, in my Facebook groups. We have 24 active lead magnets. We also have, this is insane, I hope you guys are ready for this. We still have 26 more that are close to being done and are ready to rock and roll. So we have a lot of lead magnets just chilling because I know the value of lead magnets. It's like a bait. It brings in the right type of people. And so I like to test out new lead magnets. I like to always be expanding my lead magnet repertoire. I'm a huge fan of continually building and growing that kind of catalog of options for putting those out there. Now, what's really neat is over time you can start to discover trends. For example, I have certain lead magnets that continually attract people that people are excited about. So I will oftentimes lead with those. And then on the back end of those lead magnets, I'll put out an offer. And this is a basically a funnel that I like to call like the ATM. And it's something that I'll probably dive more in depth into this very, very, very soon. You guys are going to want to be there. By the way, if you want to make sure that you get the invitation to that training, go to www.confidentialannouncement.com so that, that way you can get all the details when I go really in depth into all of this. But one of the things that's neat is basically oftentimes we get to like run paid traffic to these funnels totally for free, generating leads as I sleep. I can actually pull up the numbers, and this is kind of crazy. We aren't even that aggressive with it. We could be super aggressive running tons of traffic to this, but generally speaking, most months we make anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000 in profit and generate a decent amount of leads. Let's see if we can look at last month's stats. Oh, these are juicy. These are really juicy. Just from one of these, yeah, we're generating thousands of leads in each of these offers. That is nuts. Isn't that crazy? Thousands of leads every single month in these offers, generating anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000 in profit while generating leads. So we run Facebook ads to those front-end lead magnets that ultimately lead to our ATMs. Now, there's several other ways that you can do this, because I get that not everyone gets their ATMs to a place where you get paid to build your business. It sounds too good to be true. Why? Because it's really, 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 really hard to get to. When you do get these built out, it is like a unicorn. We have several of these. They're very, very powerful. The functioning ATM, but that is not going to be the norm for most people. I want to be so clear. We've spent tons of time, years building these out. We've spent a ton of money testing. We've brought in experts to support us, and finally we got them to a place where they're spitting out tons of profit and allowing us to build our business and our lists 24/7. Now, like I said, not everyone's going to get into a place where their ATMs are crushing it like that. So I'm not here to say like anyone can suddenly build one of these and have this crazy cool like opportunity, okay? Not even close to what I'm saying, and run from anyone who does say that. But some of the ways that we generate thousands of leads every single month, and not just leads, but also profit without spending a single dime, is by, number one, looking for traffic sources that are organic. Number two, looking for traffic sources that are leveraged. And number three, looking for traffic sources that have a snowball or a long shelf life. Now, some examples of those platforms that have that, or rather those pieces in place, are number one, YouTube. Number two, a podcast. Number three, a blog. Number four, and these are more like medium term, would be like Pinterest, which is technically not a search engine. Every time I say that it's a social media platform, I'm not actually saying a social media platform. People like flip out on me. It's not actually a social media platform. I get it. But neither is YouTube and neither is a blog, but I'm talking about them in this format for social media secrets. So number four is Pinterest and number five is LinkedIn. Those are really the places where you're going to see the longevity of your posts, your videos, your content, etc. And so what's neat, especially with YouTube and podcasts and blog posts for that matter, is that they can go viral at any time. They can rank on the first page at any time. And what I love about that is knowing that if one of my videos goes viral, I might get thousands of leads, sometimes in a couple days. It's very, very, very powerful. So I'm continually posting content on YouTube, on my podcast. Hey, that's this. Isn't that kind of meta to be talking about it here? On my blog post, like I'm always putting out content there because those have tons of free, valuable resources sprinkled throughout, whether it's mid-video, I reference them, whether it's mid-podcast. You'll notice at the end of every single one of my podcasts, I'm referencing a free resource because I can literally generate thousands of leads every single month while I'm sleeping, because who knows when you're listening to this. Pretty powerful, right? So those are the things that I like to look for. But I want to make sure that you guys register for the big training that's coming up soon. And by the way, if it's already past the training, don't worry. There's going to be an awesome encore for a long time. Go to www.confidentialannouncement.com and enter your email address to make sure that you don't miss when we go further in depth into this, because I'm sure you'd love to see the visual representation. I know that I, for one, am going to geek out on this. I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye for now.
是